This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Grand romantic gestures and perfect dates, that's something many of us are thinking about today on this Valentine's Day. But romance writers think about this kind of stuff all the time. The genre has long been a place for fantasy and maybe even guilty pleasures. But as ideas around love and relationships change in society, how does the genre of the romance novel change? Peggy Jaeger has written 13 romance novels and is a member of New Hampshire's Romance Writers of America chapter, and she joins me from her home in Keene. Peggy, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Oh, please. It's my pleasure.
Before you started writing romance novels, did you read a lot of them?
Yeah. I read Gone with the Wind when I was 10, and I think I read Pride and Prejudice when I was 11, and it was never going back after that. I just love the whole concept.
Well, tell me, how do you think the genre has changed in we'll say, recent years? You've been doing this since 2014. How has it changed?
Well, the major change, there's two from when I first started and when I first started even reading. In like the 1970s, when I was basically a teenager, there was no open door sex. You know, you would take a couple up until the bedroom door and then it would cut to the very next morning. In the 1970s, that all changed with a couple of very progressive romance writers, and now basically anything goes. So that's one of the major changes. The advent of the erotic romance, 50 Shades of Grey, really changed it even more. It made anything goes nowadays with readers. But another major change for the past year alone is the Me Too movement. And it actually has changed me in a subtle way. The Me Too movement to me is basically about power and balance of power. And so with a romance, you always want to make sure that the balance of power is just that, balanced. You don't want it to be one way or the other. Now, I don't know if you know much about romance genres, but there are certain tropes that are indicative to romance. One of them is the office romance. So right away, when you think of an office romance, if you think of a boss and a worker, you've already got an imbalance of power.
One of the other aspects of the Me Too movement I wanted to ask you about was the idea of consent, because that is becoming a huge part of the public discourse. And I'm wondering how it's starting to appear, or the way it's changed over time in romance novels. How do these characters consent in a way that is still romantic?
Okay, so that's a fabulous question. And consent is a really hot topic right now, not only in romance, but I think in everyday life too, like in television, everywhere. Again, you're talking about balancing it, making it equivalent to the both of them. Most romance writers don't want to have to stop the quote-unquote action to have a conversation about this, but you need to.
Yes, and is that something that you and other romance writers talk about when you get together for romance writer conferences?
We actually do. There have been many workshops about consent. Who has the right to give it? What is consent? Is it implied? Does it have to be verbal? Does it have to be on the page? All those things are important because, again, you want your reader to sit down and enjoy your book. You don't want them, again, to stop in the action and take them out of the story. So by implying consent or asking for consent or giving it, it has to be organic to the story and to the relationship of the two people that are having the relationship.
What do you think readers are really looking for love-wise when they're opening a romance novel?
The reason I write romance is because in my heart of hearts, I truthfully believe every single person on this planet deserves their own happily ever after. And I think as romance writers, what we sell, for lack of a better word, is hope.
Well, Peggy, thank you very much for giving so many readers hope.
You're more than welcome.
That's Peggy Jaeger. She's a member of New Hampshire's Romance Writers of America chapter.